Okay, it's Tuesday, November 29th, 2016, and this is the new moon session for November. And those of you who don't know me, I think everybody does, but it's Debbie Moran. So breathe. And people are, like I said, are slow coming on right now. So let's just kind of take that in. And Cress, if you want to infuse any of this with your requests, or if you want me to just state your request from what you sent me, I'm happy to do that.
That would be best if you could state it. Thank you.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think I'm going to actually start that way and let other people come on and then just ask anybody that wants to add to please add. I have somebody who says she won't be able to be on the call tonight, and her intention is to expand on her life purpose. To live her life with love to herself and others, and hope that others will begin to share and expand their love to others. To unchain her fears of what if or I'm not good enough, and continue her path with open arms, with love, understanding, and deep passion. To build her communication skills, allowing her and the universe to take the next steps toward peace in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want some of that?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. this, my dear, is, I intend for us all to live our highest divine soul purpose potential, to be infinitely successful, infinitely healthy, infinitely abundant, full of love, joy, ease, grace, and flow and gratitude. And then I have another person. You are very welcome. Thank you. You want to add anything?
Oh, no. No.
Okay. Breathe into that. I have another person who says she is missing her life partner and sincerely wishes for the universe to reveal and bring this one who's now waiting out there for me, to me. And the thought is, the sense is that she's never felt such a deep felt intention as this. So from that feeling and that sense, she is feeling it is time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all holding that for her. And the next person is Debbie. Did I miss somebody else? Let me see. Debbie Weddle. And she's good with me using her name. So she always gets, I love the way her mind works. It's like sparks of inspiration. And she gets breathing with something to do with structure in the sun, which doesn't surprise me because I was going to go there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And something to do with an orbit linked to the numbers 6, 16, 12, having to do with cycles and breath, and that doesn't surprise me either. We'll see what comes of that.
Yeah.
A vortex of presence, and something to do with 6 hours, whatever that means, we shall see if it comes up. I'm sure it will. It usually does.
6 hours.
And she's a chemist, the cuneiform symbol for D, and seeing its meaning. I'm clueless with that, so we'll see what comes up. Okay, so number 6, linked to number 24, linked to number 8, linked to number 3, linked to number 6, linked to number 12, linked to number 9, all having to do with cycles and something about cycles and rhythms. So I feel like there's a lot to do with cycles and rhythms, and I feel like we're coming to a closure of a certain cycle and rhythm and opening up to a new cycle and rhythm.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say hi and or state their intentions for the call?
Hi, Debbie. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
My intention is to, for myself, to apply myself fully to my work, I want my business to be like my lover, so that I attend to it and apply myself fully with it. And yeah, and the bigger one is like all you have said.
Okay.
The experiencing, spreading this love that is beyond the personal. I don't have a real word for that right now. So just breathing that in.
True, beautiful.
Instead of words. Also, I just want to bring in that since yesterday there have been these magpie birds having babies around my house, and there's this joyful, innocent, goofy, playful energy that they're bringing in. They can't feed themselves yet. They look so huge, but they just scream, and the parents feed themselves first, and then they give a little bit into the baby's mouth. But then they don't look like babies. They're so big. And there's this innocence there. They can't fly yet so properly. They kind of crash land. So I'm feeling this energy kind of around for myself as well, and probably everyone. This, what you said, this new cycle, everything feels totally changed, as if we are in a different, as if we're just being born. Yet we are in this big body. And we still want to be fed by the parents, and we stand there and scream loud, "Ah, feed me, feed me, help me, help me, I don't know what to do." So I'm having this kind of seeing myself in that. And
That is brilliant. And so true.
There is an amazing energy of the crows around it, like the big ravens. They fly around it as if they're either protecting them or want to eat them, or they're watching over them. There's like 10 crows that fly around here all the time. So there are these different hierarchies, it feels, and different soul levels and soul incarnations, and really coming out to, we are all at different points. We not to want what another one has, because we are all at different stages in this lifetime and in our life cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So feeling that through the animals, and then to deeply relax into that, so stopping this struggle. And yes, if we need help, let us be fed, and then we learn to fly in a few weeks. And thank you.
Yes.
I'm complete.
You are welcome. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else? I want to add Norman. I asked him what his intention was, and he thought really for a long time, and then he just said, "Easy does it." So there is this sense of struggle. We've been struggling for so long to try and make things happen, and imagining things needing to be a certain way, and because they haven't felt like they have actualized in that certain way, we have been just in this sense of heaviness. And the image that's coming out to me is, it's kind of like we've been, this is interesting too, Tanya, what you talked about being born, because I feel like that's really what's happening. And we've talked about this over and over and over again, but we all know on a cellular level, our cells are dying and being born again all the time. But what I see with that image of that birth and that struggle and that easy does it is this image of each of us kind of in this embryonic sac, if you will. And it's thick, and we've been like pushing and trying to get through this membrane and not been able to kind of step through it with any kind of ease. And it feels like on some level we have misunderstood the cycles and rhythms of this planet and within our own being, because it's not just this planet within our solar system. So we have had a misunderstanding on some level of trying to push. And what it feels like is the membrane has been thick for a reason. And we have not understood this. And now the membrane is sort of dissolving. And it's thinning. Kind of like you could use the language also the veil is thinning, but I see it really as a membrane around each of us, and the membrane is thinning. And so if we just breathe into it and just go within, and it doesn't mean stay in solitude and stay in isolation. We've been in that too long. We've all been in this outward struggle and this inner sense of isolation for way too long. And so there is this sense of the membrane thinning. So all we need to do is come to this place of compassion, this place of realization of peace in its truest form. And that means this place of acceptance, this place of allowing what is within us and what is outside of us to simply be in a place where we don't fight and kick and scream and pound our fists against it or even throw our words or emotions at it. We just notice it, and as we notice it, it changes, it transforms. And it transforms into something totally unfamiliar, yet at its essence, more familiar than anything we've ever known or experienced, I would say, rather than known, experienced. So it's coming to this place of literal transformation. One of the astrological, I love sending all of these astrological messages out there because they confirm what we've been experiencing, what we've been seeing, and it kind of gives some sense of, I don't want to say logic, but I'm going to say logical interpretation of, it just gives confirmation that we're not insane in our insanity. And so there is some quote-unquote reason that is unknown to us, which gives us hope and gives us faith, and there is that we're needing to claim, this sense of trust and, like I said, acceptance of what is, and just kind of breathing space to allow ourselves to set themselves anew. I want to say reset, but you all have heard me say over and over and over again, I'm taking the word re out, because it really is not about resetting. It's about, resetting would be like Groundhog Day, setting it back to the beginning, and we do it over and over and over again until we get it right. And I feel like that's what we've been doing. We've been living Groundhog Day over and over and over until we get it right. Well, now it's time for us to just breathe, to realize that this inner stirring is purposeful and meaningful, and yet we have tried to frame it into what we have experienced so far. And in doing that, we have slowed it down and we have misunderstood the messages. We have been like the birds chirping and saying, feed me, feed me, feed me, instead of sitting there with our mouths open and just receiving the food. So now it's time to just breathe into that space and allow our bodies and our consciousness and our subconscious and subconscious mind, all of those levels of the mind and all of those levels of our emotions and our biology to relax, to experience a tranquility that is foreign, because we have come from this outward interpretation that peace can be imposed on people and situations, on places, peace is really an interpretation of, I want to be comfortable, so I want you to conform to what works for me. And we do that individually. We do that collectively in groups. We do that in families, and we do it in governments and in countries. And it's time for us to just step into a place of serenity. So let's all breathe into that place of serenity. And let's allow it to bubble up through our psyche, through our blood, through our veins, through our lymphatic, through our fluids in our bodies, through our nervous system in our bodies, through our biology, through every aspect of our molecular being. Let's breathe in this essence of tranquility and this sense of trust and faith that there is more to life than we are aware of. And in that trust and faith that there is more to life than we are aware of, trusting that really the universe is working on our behalf, and really the monsters are of our own making. They're simply our shadows that we have been so repulsed by that we have spit them up outside in front of us and made them other people and other events. And when we can realize that, it's not even about making these other people and these other events wrong. It's about claiming those shadows and no longer being repulsed by them, but finding that compassion that the Buddha talks about, that Christ talks about, that all spiritual leaders talk about. That compassion that just loves and accepts and embraces everything. And it doesn't mean it excuses bad behavior, but it means that it claims the part of us that is projecting that bad behavior outside of us in a way that that person, those situations, those happenings no longer have to blow up in front of us. It's about taking full responsibility to the point of we are completely fueled. We're completely present. We are completely divinely, perfectly formed, not from an egocentric image, but from a sense of fulfillment. And fulfillment brings a sense of peace and compassion. And as you've heard me say before, peace and passion are not indiscriminate of one another. They are the same. You can be passionately peaceful and peacefully passionate. fully alive. And when you are fully alive, this is where I see the sun coming in. I see the solar system and the planets coming into play. One of the, I think I started with this, and maybe I finished my thought, I don't know, but I'm going to say it again if I did. One of the astrological forecasts said 2016 has been a year of endings, and I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a year of ending that which has already served you and is no longer serving you, and has become, instead of an encouragement or an upliftment or an enhancement in your new understanding and new life purpose and new way of being, it has become a hindrance, it has become an excuse, it has become a projection of playing small. And so now I see like fire. I see the transformative fire. And there have been so many fires and so many uprisings in the world in people's psyche as well as on our planet. I just got back from Asheville, and Asheville has, that there have been so many fires there, and it's been on fire for weeks. And I went through this horrific sense of, how can I help? How can I help? How can I help? To this sense of calm and trusting that this is a representation on many levels. This is the earth purging. This is transformation happening. And while I would prefer it a different way, there's a bigger picture that I'm not aware of, so I'm trusting the process. And when I tapped into the energy of the fire, it said, trust. And part of the message that came through with that fire is, it is people's passion, people's fires in their heart has been so stifled and so thwarted and so stuffed for so long that it is literally exploding out there in the world. And so now it's about igniting the heart's passions, igniting the fire in the belly for digestion, igniting the fire in the heart for transformation, igniting and connecting the yin and the yang of those aspects, and then tapping into every other element and bringing it into harmony, into balance within our bodies and within our souls. So with that, I'm seeing the elements come into play as well as the frequencies of those elements, which show up as different numbers. Well, that's interesting, Debbie Whittle. Thank you very much. As well as with sound and different hertz vibrations. So just allowing those cycles to come in, and I see it coming in like almost like filling in pixels in a fuzzy picture, filling in notes to an incomplete harmony. And guess what? Each of you, each of us are those notes and those pixels. So it's harmonizing that internally within each of us and then bringing it into the greater picture and placing you into your rightful place, into this web of life, into this aspect of being in the world in the way it is evolving. The way it is waking up. I hear all kinds of old tunes going through my head. I don't know why this one came through, but raindrops are falling on my head. Well, we need some rain here. And the interesting part of that, about that song, is from the words that I recall, he was complaining that raindrops were falling on his head instead of being grateful and celebrating them. So this is where it's about a reframing of our life situations. And it doesn't mean not experiencing the pain of that letting go. Because that would not be experiencing and letting go. Yes. That would be denying and basically burying it. And that's what we've been doing way too long. We've been denying it and then burying it. So we have been digging up our dead for so long. It's time for our dead to actually be able to rest in peace, literally. And that includes all of our old habits, all of our old intentions that no longer serve. Let's set them free now. Let's let them rest in peace. Then we can live in peace. Restfully, passionately live in peace. So, breathe that in. And I see the archer's arrow, the Sagittarian archer's arrow. And obviously I'm seeing the image of the woman that I saw recently. So, male, female, doesn't matter. Actually, I'm seeing them side by side. Actually, I'm seeing them kind of side by side, but kind of shooting their arrows into the same direction. So, oh, I love that. It's really the masculine and the feminine shooting their heart's desires into the same space. In other words, coming to a place of harmony where the feminine can surface and so can the masculine in their true aspects, and they can basically come out and announce their heart's desires unapologetically, without any shame, and recognize that actually, man or woman, masculine, feminine, our heart's desires all bring us to the same space. We all want love and compassion and connection. And so I see the arrows literally shooting the same target. It's beautiful. Not in competition, in awareness of, oh, hey, I see you, and I see you, and we're not so different after all. And I feel some friction around that, in terms of the feminine trying so hard to rise and so hard to be seen and so hard to step into their power and feeling like, hey, we're not the same. And no, we're not the same. Our qualities are different, but our aspects and our heart's desires are the same. So it's about bringing this state of consciousness where women rise up as women, and that rising up happens internally first, so much so that the boundaries are clarified, the presence is real, there is no need to fight or be fought. There is a sense of clarity about where I end and begin, and where the next person ends and begins, and there's also a sense of clarity of, and with that, we are still all connected. We are still all one. Uniquely, individually one. Bringing that all into the heart, into the senses. And aligning the senses in a way where they don't become obsolete, they just become clear. Imagine that, clear senses. Okay, everybody, I'm hearing a little bit of noise on the line, so I'm going to mute everybody, but please star six yourself if you want to actually speak, okay? Wonderful. Okay, so we're connecting heart to heart, each person on the call. And like the radiating heart that I use, I see each of our lights turning on, heart to heart. And I see the rays of the sun just exuding from heart to heart to each of us. From me to you, to you, to you, to you. And that creates like a bonfire of the heart. Uh-huh. Beautiful. And this bonfire of the heart is like a beacon. It's going out into this world. And those who are choosing to resonate with that beacon will answer. So this bonfire has nothing to fear. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Because no damage can be done. Only grace will come through this fire. Bringing that up through the eyes, actually. I love it. So it's like showing this fire of the heart in the eyes in a way that clarifies vision internally as well as externally. And I see the image I'm seeing right now with that clarification of vision is I see everybody on treadmills. It's like the word hamster wheel is coming up, but I see everybody on treadmills, and it's kind of like we've all been on this treadmill. This is interesting. We've all been on this treadmill, and life is like this virtual screen that's been going before us while we've been on this treadmill. So we've been thinking we've been moving forward on a timeline, and we've just been on this treadmill watching life go by. Fascinating. And so what I see is with the eyes clarifying and the vision waking up, I see everybody turning off the treadmill and getting off and literally stepping outside into the light of day. And the interesting part is as we all step outside into the light of day, it's a bit like we've been in a cave. So it's like our eyes are like, oh, the light's really bright. So the light is so bright, we have to adjust our eyes and be gentle with ourselves. So it's like what I see with that is these temporary glasses. Temporary, not meant to be permanent. Temporary glasses that are a bit like they have different levels of lenses that allow you to ease into your own light in a way where it's funny, I don't believe this, but the words that come out that it doesn't burn out the cornea of your eyes. So there's that much fear around seeing your own light that there is this sense of it will be too bright. That the light of God, the light of Source, the light of the universe is too bright for our measly little bodies. And so there has been that dimming. We've all been wearing these dimmer switches. And it's time to take off the switches, take off the glasses, but we need to do it gracefully. So we're allowing this transitional time to ease our eyes. And it's kind of like we're going through the chakra colors. And it feels like we're going from the crown down, from the purple to the indigo, to the blue, to the green, to the yellow, to the orange, to the red. So it's like we're opening up our vision from the crown down, actually, and then from the root up to allow a synthesis, to allow a harmonizing of heaven and earth in our own vision, in our own senses. And I see we're doing this with our hearing as well. So all of the senses, so it's like glasses and earmuffs. It's like we're coming out of the cave, off of the treadmill, out of the virtual reality into our own lives. And all of our senses have these mufflers, like mufflers over our ears, filters over our eyes, cotton stuffed up our nose, like a hospital mask over our mouth and our taste buds and gloves on our hands. And so we're gradually removing these films, these layers to reveal a new being, a new body, a new way of being fully, fully, fully alive in our own lives. What do you want to say, Tanya?
Oh, I'm feeling the near 52 moves coming in. I've just been in a weekend of that and just the whole body waking up. So instead of being in a treadmill and using just...
Can you say that a little louder because I didn't hear all that?
Okay, I just feel the near 52 moves coming coming in, the whole body and all the different body layers, the spiritual body, the mental body, the physical body, all expanding and really being used in all different ways, the joints and muscles. I feel it all just expanding and getting bigger and moving in new ways, reconditioning.
Yes.
In alignment with the five senses to accommodate this light and our bigger being.
Yes.
Coming in through. It's like once a year at this time, the yuccas flower, and they start with this closed-looking flower coming up that looks phallus-like, and then it opens up, and it looks like a Christmas star on a tree once they come out, and they only flower once a year. So these spiky plants suddenly have this white, amazing flower emerging, and this is kind of what I'm seeing as us.
I love it. Yes, it really is. It's truly a new revelation. And really, that's what I'm seeing, revelations. And revelations is an inner revelation, waking up from the inside out. And from the inside out, it's like radiating this light from the inside out. But there's always been this fear of this nuclear implosion. If we open up, if we totally wake up from the inside out. So the body's programming has been fear-based, threatened, mortality. Sense of decomposing and relating that to nature instead of seeing the birth-rebirth cycles as they truly are and recognizing that all are a representation of one. So it's a slight shift in awareness, but a huge shift in transformation. I love it. Everybody just take a deep breath. And I feel like there is this reaching in and kind of grabbing this. Almost looks like a net, grabbing this net and pulling this net. Oh, pulling this net out from under us. That's interesting. So pulling this net out from under us, it's like we've been walking on this netting. And so there's been a sense of disconnect because the netting has been as an energetic barrier to our grounding into the earth in a way that allows the actualization of our full selves. I say our true selves and our full selves because our true selves are in total integration or a total dance, a rhythm, a harmony of those aspects of ourselves that are uniquely different even within each of us, but are really part of the greater whole of each of us. So that mirroring effect of the microcosm and the macrocosm and the harmonizing at the microcosmic level that radiates out into the world as that bonfire, that light, that beacon into the macrocosm. And I feel the third eye. So we need the third eye and the base of the skull at the AO junction. And in Pennsylvania Dutch lore, the AO junction is called the mouth of God. It is an area that is particularly susceptible to going out and or allowing energy to come in. And it's a bit like our thoughts. What I'm seeing is our thoughts have been out of balance and out of harmony to the degree that it's like our mouth is open in the back of our head. And in that mouth open, and so our thoughts are radiating these frequencies that are creating these incongruencies in our thinking and in our emotional bodies and in our physical bodies, and literally causing these vibrations, these sense of feeling like, who am I? Who is this energy? Am I being invaded? Am I being attacked? All of this energy of am I, all of this fear dynamic. And so it's about clearing that congestion out of that while maintaining a focus. It's kind of like the congestion is through the frontal lobe, through the brow chakra, all the way back down through the head and crown, and all the way down through that AO junction to that mouth of God. I'm kind of just cleaning out the cobwebs. And then smoothing out the rough edges. The rough edges is not about putting a filter anywhere. It's about clarifying the edges, clarifying the boundary, clarifying the skull, clarifying the Wei Qi, clarifying.
And I feel dropping us into form and freedom. So we have the freedom, the total freedom who we are, and then also having the structure around us that gives us a form in how to apply ourselves.
Yes.
So it's like this yucca palm which has all the spikes around, and then out of that middle, that flower that just reaches towards the sky. And that is a form and the freedom of the flower.
Beautiful.
The yin and the yang.
Yes. And that's tapping into, yeah, exactly, the yin and the yang, the sun and the moon. And the radiance of both, actually. The radiance of both, the sun and the moon. Even the new moon radiates. We see it as dark, we see it as black, but it radiates a powerful energy. It takes us right into the hypothalamus. I see something weaving. It's like a weaving and unwinding, kind of a sinking in from the hypothalamus down through the body into the belly, into the navel. Oh, connecting that hypothalamus into the navel in a way that centers, that creates a balancing point and a point of feeling nurtured, feeling centered and nurtured. Because our belly button, our navel, is that part when we're born that connects us to our mothers. So it's really coming to that place of clearing that out and recognizing we are still connected there to our mothers, to the mother within us.
I'm feeling also grief there for the placenta that was our first sensation of this soulmate relationship, because it was right next to us, feeding us, nurturing us, and then it was kind of ripped away from us. Just feeling that active memory of that sadness of being separated very deep early on, that sense of separation.
Yeah.
Not just out of the womb, but then from the placenta as well.
Yes, that's brilliant, actually.
And then then the ecstasy of this first breath coming in through the mouth as well.
Ah, but we need to clarify, the ecstasy of the first breath was also a sense of gasping fear.
So there's also the fear of the ecstasy that we block, block ecstasy, fear of ecstasy, whereas this is a longing for the ecstasy.
Yes, total conflict.
And then we look to substitute it with food or other things or drinks or drugs or...
Yes.
Just returning to the ecstasy of breath. Every breath.
Ah, beautiful. So let's take a moment to do that.
I'm also feeling the ecstasy of the out-breath, so the ecstasy of life and also the ecstasy of death. Because as much as we celebrate life, as much as we can, how much we can celebrate death. So the in-breath and out-breath, yin and yang balance, life and death. Ecstasy in all of that.
Yes, that's beautiful too.
And the dying of what is dying now, there's also a grief around our whole energy because there's so much falling away. There's friendships, relationships, work, there's anything falling away that doesn't suit us anymore. And then there's also a mourning happening.
Yes.
Like a sadness. And then, there's new.
Yes. And that's happening on so many levels in terms of what we've attached our meaning to, in terms of people, places, things, situations, identities. There's so much falling away now. There's so much confusion and there's so much fear that things are totally... just totally in chaos. Mm-hmm. And so chaos is very frightening. There have been several people talking about Kali energy, and Kali energy terrifies a lot of people because there's a misunderstanding about Kali energy. It's not about ripping the heart out of bodies. Say that again.
All the pedestals we've built around us and put people on the pedestals, they're all crashing down where we've put concepts and people on.
Yes.
Like everything falling down and crashing. Not even really softly, just earthquake-like. There have been so many earthquakes as well, just rip, up and gone, broken.
Yep. It's like the earth is quivering and feeling that shaking off. We're all shaking off old energies, but having trepidation about moving forward because there is this sense of, I don't know what's out there anymore. I don't know what's in here anymore. And so this is where we breathe in the peace, breathe in the ecstasy, exhale the ecstasy, peace and ecstasy, bliss. And recognizing, so there are many of us on this call and in life in general who believe that bliss is a static state, that the goal is we achieve bliss and nirvana and then we're there. But there is no there to it. It is bliss and nirvana is an ebb and flow, just like the tides, just like the ocean, just like our heartbeats, just like our breath. It's allowing a full spectrum. So I'm seeing ultraviolet light. I'm seeing all of these different spectrums of rays of light as well as sound and vibrational frequency coming through and like ebbing and flowing through us like a breath. So it's about opening up our range of motion, opening up our structure, building that muscle, building that awareness, building that sense of connectedness that is so much of who we are, that we welcome the receiving and the letting go, because we know it's cycles and rhythms. And we trust that none of them are intended for harm, if we can just breathe into them and see the experience as just that, our experience of that, that little child, like when a child sees something for the first time and they touch it and it's like, it's not from fear, it's like, oh, wow. There's an Indian word, vahe, that means that. Oh, wow. So it's calling in that energy from Wahe Guru. And Wahe Guru is not about an outside guru. It's about, oh, wow, I'm feeling that inner light coming to life within me. That's bliss. See, it's spiraling now, coming down. Feels a bit like it's spiraling down and settling in. And I hear a noise. It's unfamiliar, but I'm trusting it's purposeful. Everybody tap all that in, please. You can tap it into your cortices, or you can just tap your head, your heart, and your belly with a breath on each. I see a cleansing happening internally in the fluid as well. It's almost like the rivers of the planet. Perhaps it's because the pipeline has been so prominent that this came to mind, but I also see this internally within ourselves. It's like I hear a river runs through it, and that's an old movie, but it's really talking about the earth as well as our bodies, and it's like coming into that sense of lightness, cleansing, purifying. And when I say purifying, it's about newly generating, formatting the molecules of the water back to what they are, molecules of water. And linking that to the kidneys and the bladder and the conception and governing vessels. And opening up the energy and getting that energy moving and cycling through the body. Tanya, are you seeing anything further?
No, I'm feeling at the moment the receptors on the cells and like ears in our whole body really longing and opening up to the tunes of nature, to the wind and the birds and the crickets and the insects, and to just be in nature.
Nice.
To be attuned, like tuning forks, but they are kind of artificial, so letting nature attune our body again, ocean
yeah.
sound, any sound wherever we are, to go out into it, being totally still and in this deep relaxation and peace, and then letting the sounds from the nature and the wind just retuning the whole body energy. And I feel this wave through the body, around the bodies, all the different bodies, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, the emotional body. Also the three brains, especially feeling them.
Beautiful.
It's just moving, like swaying in this realization, the three brains like fully realizing that the body is not a static thing, it's a process. We are like an energetic process that constantly changes and adjusts, and it's never still. And this rigidness that we are coming out of into this fluid movement, been so rigid for so long, and the body just wants to kind of fly and move in all different new ways. So again, feeling this wind sound and the movement of the wind and in the trees, for us to move like the trees in all these different ways, letting the wind move us, every little bit of us. My eyes are just flickering. I'm feeling that too when we flicker our eyes. For everyone to do that a bit, to flicker the eyes, to feel the movement that happens in the whole body through it, and wiggling the fingers.
Nice.
And I want to bring in sleep. I watched my daughter yesterday morning, and behind her closed eyes, her eyeballs were moving around quite wildly. And what happens in our body when we sleep, and the deep peace we need to rest in the sleep and allow the healing to happen. The people of us that are in winter time, where the hibernation is happening, and then us here in the summer side, again, the yin and the yang. And we here in summer just coming out of the winter and the sleepy time into the heat. And you in the winter going into the hibernation and sleeping. These two different energies balancing each other. And then feeling the northern and the southern hemisphere and the magnetic pull.
Nice.
And naturalness. And us to become, to be natural, just natural and loose. Remembering what love is too. It's like there's this big question in the adults, what is love, what is love? And it's one of the most natural things. It's as if someone would say, what is food, what is food?
Mm-hmm.
It is such a natural, and just because our parents had the same question, we forgot it. So straight away from being born, we knew it, and then we forgot it. It was untrained, and that coming back now, we're seeing it, we are opening to that. That love, we're remembering what love is.
Yes. Remembering.
The universal love. I'm really feeling the heart pumping from that opening, and the lungs like wings flying inside of us.
Interesting, because as you're talking, my body is doing the movement of that.
I'm feeling going back to the navel and really loosening. It's not a cutting through. It's just like it disentangles itself from our parents and what we saw from them, what love is, and like really loosening ourselves from our parents if the attachments are still there, to come into fully ourselves, the individuation. So heart and individuation, all the bodies really drawing in to us, as well as the tentacles that go to partners that have been based on the egocentric love of receiving, what can I get from you, what can I get from you, are you perfect, you're not perfect enough, to really drawing that all flowing back into us. Then radiating that light that you spoke at the beginning from, that light that we are, that love that we are, and radiating that out. See that spreading out. It's like the picture you have on the new moon page, right? Mm-hmm. There, this light is shining out. Yeah, just feel it going through the whole body, and not even tapping specific areas, but the whole body shaking, moving, but naturally moving. However you all want to move, I feel that like as if a wind blow comes down, you are a tree and you just move, and your body moves in your unique way.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's complete from my side right now.
It does to me as well. That's why, it feels complete to me. So beautiful.
It feels like anchoring down. It's just dropping. Yeah, like dropping down the shins and dropping down the back of the legs into the earth, into the feet, and the feet spreading really wide, and just, I'm here on this earth.
Exactly. I am here on this earth now. I am here. I'm going to say this in another language too, just because this really struck me when I was watching a Brazzo viewing once, and there was a little girl that went to Brazzo and she said, "Ich bin da." And that means, "I am here." I was like, "Oh, I am here." So everybody say, "I am here," and breathe into that. And we are complete. I'm going to turn off the recording now. Thank you, everyone.